This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. As more diverse students enroll in college, tensions sometimes bubble up over affirmative action policies. For Harvard University Assistant Professor of Education Anthony Jack, the criticisms he received as a low-income black student had a big effect on how he viewed his accomplishments. He tells his story as part of WBUR's Edify series, Lessons Learned, which highlights personal stories of transformation through education.
People would say things at a party. People would say things in class or, like, use you as an example. Every time admissions comes up, it's like you took a spot from a more well-qualified person. You got in because of affirmative action. You got in because you were low income. Because you needed a black person, you got in. But I got it in the subtle ways, too. In high school, especially when I transferred to my private school, everybody else in the class who had been at the school for 3 years, they knew the system. They knew, like, what boxes to check on every essay, and I was brand spanking new. The first paper I wrote, I think I got, like, a B or a B plus on it. The second essay, which was only 2 weeks later, I got an A minus or A minus slash A on the paper. And I'll never forget, professor said, okay, Tony, can you please stand up? And there was a group of like 15, 16 of us in the class. And he was like, did you write this? Did anybody in the class help you write this? Having to stand there and defend oneself, defend my work. It was just like one of the most humiliating academic experiences. At Amherst College, it was the flip side of it. I remember sitting at this event, and it was President Tony Mars, and one of the alumni in the room was upset that Amherst was under Tony Mars's presidency, started being in the news too much for him. He was like, when I pick up the New York Times, when I pick up the Washington Post, I shouldn't be reading about Amherst every time. What he was trying to get at was, we are a college that doesn't need to advertise. We shouldn't be in popular media. I remember Tony Marks taking a step back 20 seconds after. He was like, we should be unapologetic in how good we are at what we do. And if that means being unapologetically elite, that's what we should. Because Amherst is not just a place for those who have already been here. It's a place that can do great things for everybody. I have never forgotten that moment. Even though he was talking about a liberal arts college, when I heard him put those two words together, unapologetic and elite, it was a big moment for me because I had, and many students of color, many women, people from non-traditional backgrounds in these settings have always had to apologize or downplay our accomplishments. We had to be humble. We had to be soft-spoken so as not to upset someone who then will say, we got in because of affirmative action. We only got this award because they had to give it to a poor person or to a black person. What I didn't realize is that moment was just a seed, because that seed grew into self-advocacy as well. I'm no longer going to apologize if I receive an award or if I publish a paper. I am more willing now to share that information. This is about really being proud of who you are.
Anthony Jack is an assistant professor of education at Harvard. He recently published his first book titled The Privileged Poor, How Elite Colleges Are Failing Poor Students. WBUR's Kerry Young produced this story. To learn more about Edify's Lessons Learned series and submit your own idea, go to our website, wbur.org/edify.